A consent decree was filed in U.S. District Court in which the seven major defendants, without admitting discrimination, agreed to substantially increase their hiring of minorities. Attorney General William Saxby also named 342 other freight carriers as members of the defendant class. And a Justice Department spokesman says he expects the consent decree with the major trucking firms to set a pattern. Earl Butz, the Agriculture Secretary, agrees with President Nixon that farmers have never had it so good. But Butz says some farmers are in trouble. He says cattle feeders are losing money. Hog feeders are in trouble. Dairy farmers are in a bad way. It was last night in Houston that Nixon said farmers were having it good. But a group of cattlemen in Iowa sent a telegram to the White House asking President Nixon to come out and see how good they're having it. A group from the National Academy of Administrators believes there should be a limit on the number of political aides that a president has in the White House. They say that President Nixon's top staffers showed little understanding of the special responsibilities that come with public service. The group made its report for the Senate Watergate Committee. And the administrators also believe that the Justice Department should be completely out of politics. President Nixon's friend, Charles B.B. Rebozo, met with the Senate Watergate Committee in Washington today. The meeting was private. The Watergate Committee is looking into that $100,000 campaign contribution from Howard Hughes, the contribution that Rebozo held on to for 3 years and then eventually returned to Hughes. There was another draft lottery in Washington today. The drawings go on, even though there's little chance there'll be any drafting for the armed services. And just in case you're wondering, those men born on February the 28th of 1955 would be the first to be called if the draft were reinstated. On the World Desk of United Press International, this is Nick George.
And the date of picking up this broadcast was Wednesday, the 20th of March, 74. Trusting to pick up a Christian intelligence broadcast in the morning of Thursday, the 21st of March, we'll leave this tape right where it is.